When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 768. What is life insurance? Do I need it? By the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. And I am Dan. I am your host here on the show, and this is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. For now, let's get right to our post as we optimize your life. What is life insurance? Do I need it? By the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. What is life insurance? Most people learn about life insurance from two places. The first is from a person selling life insurance. The second is from a murder mystery on TV. It seems like every TV writer has decided that life insurance must be the motive when a spouse is involved. Yikes. The one thing that's certain is that neither option is the best place to start learning about life insurance. Today we'll be telling you what life insurance is all about. Complexity is often cited as a main reason why someone hasn't considered getting life insurance. For that reason, we're going to break things down and keep it simple because this isn't a topic that needs to be complex. There are several different types of life insurance, but today we are just focused on explaining the general terms so that you feel comfortable deciding whether life insurance is something that could help protect you or your loved ones. It might surprise you to hear that not everyone needs life insurance. So let's get started to see if it's something that you should be considering. Why does life insurance matter? Planning for our deaths isn't our idea of a good time, and we're guessing it's not yours either. Death is painful to think about, and no one ever feels ready to think about it or plan for it, but we learned the hard way why life insurance is important. To give you an example of why life insurance can be so important, we want to share more of our personal story with you. Our dad passed away from brain cancer when we were just 7 years old. Only 11 years old, our older brother became the man of the house. Our dad was able to leave some savings for our mom, enough for a car, but nothing that would replace his financial contributions to the family. Our parents' life savings were spent on his cancer treatments trying to save him. Because of our dad's lack of life insurance, we grew up in poverty. Thankfully, we qualified for free lunch at school growing up. Losing the main breadwinner in the family only added to the emotional devastation of losing our dad. This isn't meant to scare you into getting life insurance because you may honestly not even need it. You also shouldn't feel bad for us. Money isn't a replacement for love, and we grew up in a home full of love. Thankfully, through a lot of hard work and many lucky breaks, we were able to defy the odds and climb out of the financial hole we were born into. The point of life insurance is to protect your family so they don't have to think, worry, or stress about the financial impact of losing a loved one. They've already lost too much. Relying on luck for your family to beat the odds isn't wise. So what is life insurance? Well, at its most basic level, the point of life insurance is to help your loved ones when they can no longer rely on your salary or income any longer. Life insurance is a product offered by a company to guarantee financial compensation upon the death of an individual. If the insured person passes away within the legal terms of the contract, the beneficiary or beneficiaries will receive a monetary payout specified in the contract. This life insurance payout is typically in a single lump sum payment. In case you are wondering, the proceeds from a life insurance payout are usually not taxable. Who gets the money? The individual who purchases the policy typically decides who the beneficiaries are. They're usually a spouse, children, or dependents, but it can be anyone and they do not need to be related to you. Some people might even assign a nonprofit organization they are passionate about as a beneficiary. There's a lot of flexibility here. We recommend reviewing this yearly to make sure it's up to date and reflects your wishes. What does life insurance cover? The money can be used on absolutely anything. Some will usually go toward existing bills like funeral costs, medical bills, credit card debt, loans, or mortgage. This is important so your family doesn't deplete their emergency fund paying for all the unexpected costs. Another common use is to help to cover future expenses like groceries, daycare, or college. The insurance should cover the lost wages of the deceased so that those remaining can maintain their quality of life. It's important for the beneficiaries to create a budget and stick to it so that the payout lasts as long as possible. So, does everyone need life insurance? No, but many people who do need it don't have it. In general, you should purchase life insurance if other people depend or rely on your wages or earnings for their everyday needs. As you get married and begin to have joint financial obligations, for instance, a mortgage, it is important to not leave your spouse and other dependents behind with no financial support. If you're not married and don't have children, then you probably don't need life insurance. If you are financially free, you also don't need life insurance. Financial freedom can be defined as having enough money and assets so that you no longer need to work for money. You may still have a job and be working, but you can stop at any time and be okay. At this point, you are essentially self-insured, and your family will be taken care of even if you are no longer around to provide for them. This is what we are all working toward, so don't worry if you aren't there yet. That's what life insurance is for. For some people with complex estate planning situations, certain types of life insurance might make sense, but for 99% of people, this isn't relevant. Having a loved one die is tragic. The emotional toll shouldn't be compounded by financial struggles for your family. As we mentioned earlier, our father died from cancer when we were 7, and it was devastating. Should I get life insurance if I am a stay-at-home parent? Life insurance may be a great idea for a stay-at-home parent who is taking care of young children. The reason is that if the stay-at-home parent were to die, the cost of childcare could increase tremendously and could cause great financial strain. However, if the income of the remaining parent is enough to cover the additional cost of the childcare and the future financial demands of the full family, then life insurance is not necessary. When to get life insurance? The best time to get life insurance is as soon as you need it, like when you get married or have kids. It was not financially feasible for our father to get life insurance as he was diagnosed with a brain tumor within days of our parents getting married. No one could have seen it coming. This has been a cautionary tale for our family. The reason it was not feasible for him to get life insurance is that most insurance companies use medical underwriting, which is just a fancy term for using medical and health information to decide how much coverage, if any, they'd like to offer you. This is why you should get life insurance as soon as you need it. Getting ready to pop the big question? Start looking at rings and term life insurance quotes at the same time. You never know when you could get sick, so don't wait. Our parents did not expect our dad to get brain cancer, but life isn't predictable or fair. Don't wait until it's too late. The younger you are, the healthier you are, and the cheaper it will be. But remember that all life insurance policies are not created equal. Some may even do more harm than good. You just listened to the post titled, What is Life Insurance? Do I Need It? By the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
All right, that's going to do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being a regular listener and also for subscribing to the show. Have yourself a great rest of your day, and I'm going to see you back here tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.